Testing, 1, 2.
Mine's on. All right, now. Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Okay, this reorganization meeting of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is being held January 1st, 2023 at noon in Borough Hall, 101st Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This agenda is complete to the extent known. This meeting is compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times and posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements on January 3rd, 2022. Formal action will be taken. And now we'll have the invocation by Reverend Jarlath Quinn. I'm going to stand.
Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed your glory to all nations. God of power and might, wisdom and justice, through your authority is rightly administered, laws are enacted, and judgment is decreed. Assist with your spirit of counsel and fortitude this council. May they be encouraged with due respect for virtue and religion. May they execute the laws with justice and mercy. May they seek to restrain crime, vice, and immorality. We pray for this council, for the members all here, who are entrusted to guard our political welfare. May they be enabled by your powerful protection to discharge their duties with honesty and ability. May we be preserved in union and at peace, which the world cannot give, and after enjoying the blessing of this life, be admitted to those which are eternal. We pray this through your Son, Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And please stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Now, I don't know if you're both going at the same time or you can do one at a time for your oath.
One at a time.
One at a time. Okay. So Councilman-elect Eileen Cusack is going to be taking the oath of office administered by Congressman Frank Colone.
There's
a director over there.
That's right.
There you go.
There you go. Put your left hand on the box.
I, Eileen Cusack,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear.
That I will bear.
True faith and allegiance.
True faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of councilwoman.
Of councilwoman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Was that the right way?
Yeah.
Or should we go over here?
No, you're good.
I think that's ten right here.
That's your challenge.
Okay. I think the rest of the tape then. Maybe we get this to you.
Mm-hmm. Don't go too far. You're gonna do that again. Okay. And now, the oath of office for Vito Talasurdo. Congratulations.
I, Vito Talasurdo.
I, Vito Talasurdo.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of councilman.
Of councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Now, an official roll call. Mr. Talasurdo.
Here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Cusack.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein.
Here. And now we need oath of offices administered by me for Cody Burbank, Chief Scott Burbank, Deputy Chief Sean McBride. And we need a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Come on.
There you go. Tag.
Do one at a time. We're going to start with a few. Okay. Okay, so. All right. I, Cody Burbank.
I, Cody Burbank.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
To the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of fire chief.
All the duties of fire chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Here you go. I, Scott Burbank.
I, Scott Burbank.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
Governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of deputy fire chief.
Of deputy fire chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Where am I at here?
Right there. I, Sean McBride.
I, Sean McBride.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the government established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of captain.
All the duties of captain.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Congratulations, Steve. Thank you. Congratulations, gentlemen. And
thank you.
I just want to thank the fire department for all that they do for this town. I also want to acknowledge that first aid swearing in is not at a reorg, but Lance Hubney is here representing the first aid.
Lance had to step out on the first aid
call. Oh!
He was here.
Okay.
He was here, yeah.
All right. So, Resolution 1, 2023. I need a motion and a second to elect Council President Lori Holtmeyer.
Mayor, I would like to nominate somebody who I know is going to do a great job for all of Atlantic Highlands in the capacity of Council President, and with an eye to the future, with an eye to future leadership roles here in town. Lori Holtmeyer. I'd like to move.
Second.
Okay. And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Kuzak.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Absolutely, yes.
Ms. Holtmeyer.
Abstain.
Mr. Murphy.
Lori, although I didn't have the support when I was nominated as Council President a couple of years ago, I'm going to give you my vote and my support with expectations and hopes that you lead respectfully and with integrity on all sides of the aisle for all members of this community.
Thank you.
With that, I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 01 has passed.
Okay.
I acknowledge that the second one is being their family by law again. That's Lenny Library.
I, Lori Holtmeyer.
I, Lori Holtmeyer.
Solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of Council President.
Of Council President.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Okay. And moving on. Resolution 2, appointment of municipal attorney. I need.
I'll move Peg Schaefer.
Second, Crowley.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Kuzak.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Holtmeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 2 has passed.
And now, Resolution 3, appointment of municipal auditor.
I'll move Paula.
Second, Dougherty.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Kuzak.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Holtmeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 3 has passed.
Resolution 4, appointment of bond counsel.
I'll move Jason Kepizing.
Crowley, seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 4 has passed.
Resolution 5, appointment of chief municipal prosecutor and alternate prosecutor.
Mr. Butler as prosecutor and also Mr. McGlynn as prosecutor.
Crowley seconds both.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 5 has passed.
Resolution 6, as public defender and alternate public defender.
Mr. Whittington as public defender and Ms. Crowther as alternate public defender.
And roll call.
We need a second.
Oh.
Second, Dougherty.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 6 has passed.
Resolution 7, special counsel, Jason Senna.
I move that Mr. Senna has done great work for the borough. I want to acknowledge that, and we are going to continue to have him in the capacity of unfinished business.
Murphy, second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 7 has passed.
Resolution 8, labor attorney David L. Mancello.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Crowley seconds.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 8 has passed.
Resolution 9, risk management consultant Robert D. Parisi.
Crowley moves.
Colasardo second.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Ms. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 9 has passed.
Resolution 10, redevelopment council, Megan Bennett.
Crowley moves.
Dougherty second.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 10 has passed.
Resolution 11, special counsel Gregory Cannon and Matthew Giacobbe.
Mr. Cannon is being put into this position for conflict, as a conflict attorney or other special matters, and Mr. Giacobbe has been working on our school regionalization. That's the purpose for this appointment.
Second, Dougherty.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 11 has passed.
Resolution 12, redevelopment planner, Francis Reiner.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Crowley seconds.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 12 has passed.
Resolution 13, special counsel, affordable housing, Leslie London.
I'll move that. We're really lucky.
Second, Crowley.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 13 has passed.
Resolution 14, appointment of financial advisory service, HFA. I need a motion.
Crowley moves.
Dougherty second.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Resolution 14 has passed.
Resolution 15, council member appointments.
Mayor, if I may, I just want to ask a question on
that. We need a motion and a second before we...
Oh, if we have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion. Murphy.
I need a second.
I'm going to second it. And this is with an eye on what Mr. Murphy was talking about when he was the last vote for me being council president. New Year's Day is a time for reorganization and renewal, and the people of Atlantic Highlands told us we needed some changes. So the mayor, myself, Mr. Ferragina, and I have all worked really hard, along with identifying members of the public that wanted to be on committees. And so I'm going to second this slate as written, but there was a lot of compromise on both sides on this. So that's the second. And moving forward, we'd like to be as collaborative as possible and take any of the drama out of this moving forward this year.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Councilwoman. And that's, if I may, say what I was gonna say. Looking at the committees, I noticed that they were moved around a little bit, and I know we've talked about this, and I offered to be on every committee if possible. I'd like to ask if I may be put on the Finance and Personnel Committee, if that's okay with the board. I know last year we had a conversation about balance and fairness where we provided Councilman Dockerty. Dockerty would be on, fire and EMS and police and all that. I just feel like we should have representation on both sides of the aisle on that committee, and although the mayor is representing, she's not necessarily a voting member. So I'd like to see if
That was really her choice, so it's between, like.
So if it's possible.
I thought you were gonna be on it.
I thought so too, and that's what I was, that's what I discussed ahead of time.
Would that change?
So Mr. Murphy's gonna be Finance Personnel? No, that was on the original paper.
That's what I thought, that's just, we didn't make it. I know.
Okay, moving it as amended. Roll call.
Thank you.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 15 has been approved.
Resolution 16, appointments, assignments of municipal officials.
I'll move it.
Second, Dougherty.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 16 is passed.
Resolution 17, authority boards, commissions, committees, Environment Commission, Shade Tree, and Planning Board Other. I need a motion and a second.
I'll move it with the same comment as before. There's been a lot of work put into these lists. There's a lot of folks, there's several folks in town that put their names into these positions, but we didn't have enough spots, so we're definitely gonna look to engage you in other positions, but I will move it as written.
Crowley seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 17 has passed.
Resolution 25, the appointment of the municipal court judge.
Vaughn, Mr. Leahy?
Colasardo second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Resolution 25 has passed.
Okay, this is the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 18, setting council meeting schedule, annual notice. Resolution 19, designated official newspapers. Resolution 20, approving the borough's cash management plan. Resolution 21, awarding financial planner contract, Phoenix Advisors. Resolution 22, setting grace period, tax interest rates, and policy for 2023. Resolution 23, designated deputy custodians to Oprah. Resolution 24, approving the temporary budget for 2023. I need a motion and a second.
Murphy.
Dougherty.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. And Ordinance 1, 2023. Ordinance fixing salary wages for the 2023. This is introduction and first reading. I need a motion and a second.
Crowley moves.
Dougherty second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 1 has been properly introduced, public hearing and possible adoption January 12th.
Ordinance 2, 2023, the COLA ordinance. This is an introduction and first reading. I need a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
Crowley will second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusack?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 2, 2023 has been properly introduced, public hearing and possible adoption January 12th.
Okay, now is the time for public comments. We also have people, I believe, on Zoom.
We have seven attendees currently, no hands raised.
Okay, seven and no hands. Then I will start, and does anyone have any comments, questions? Since I see no hands up and there's no hands at the Zoom, I'm going to move on. Read my mayor's message. Okay. Like I said before, good afternoon and happy new year. Before we proceed forward to 2023, I would like to showcase some of the 2022 borough highlights. First and foremost, I'd like to thank our borough administrator, Rob Ferragina, borough clerk, Michelle Clark, building and HR department, Elizabeth Merkel, DPW director, Jim Phillips, and his team, Marty Hawley in the water department, harbor master, Lou Flieger, and his team, and chief of police, Scott Reiner, and the police officers that are always keeping our small town safe. These individuals and so many others make the day-to-day magic happen for this wonderful and historic small town. In 2022, we accomplished closing out the PBA, MEA, and MSA collective bargaining agreements, secured a shared services agreement with the Borough of Highlands for Hackensack Meridian ambulance and services during the 2022 weekdays. The new LED bulbs were installed in the Victorian Lights front in Borough Hall and Veterans Park. The JCP Center's median lights on Memorial Parkway were repaired and turned back on after several years in the dark. The borough removed the remnants of the Center Avenue gazebo, planted new grass seed, and plans to install a new gazebo at the site in 2023. The Holly Tree Lot gate was reconfigured after input from DPW, the Parking Committee, and C Street. The Habitat for Humanity House at 21 Leonard finally closed, and our new neighbors are now proud Atlantic Highlands residents. With the input and collaboration from the various departments as well as the technology committee, we have a new borough website. With input and collaboration, the technology committee, we invested in purchase of the AM radio for emergency communications. This will be operational in 2023. DPW extended yard hours for leaves and brush drop off to now include November and December weekends, as requested by the residents. Beautiful illuminated holiday snowflakes were purchased and adorned First Avenue. Beautiful holiday wreaths were purchased and hung at the MT50 Stonebridge, and LED directive lights were installed on the bridge pillars. All borough parking spaces in all borough lots, as well as the harbor gazebo and the harbor buildings, received a fresh coat of paint. The borough's DPW garage received a fresh coat of paint, as well as the energy efficient LED lights, allowing for a brighter and safer work environment. The faded Bayshore Trail signs were replaced with the new ones, and the borough invested in a new sanitation truck. The borough also invested in a travel lift hoist for the harbor marina and made other upgrades to the harbor. We communicated and collaborated with the utility companies, resulting in the removal of unused, non-functioning utility poles that litter our business district. This will continue in 2023. We communicated and collaborated with the county officials, who made long-awaited repairs to the MT50 stone bridge and replaced the light under the bridge. They also replaced most of the wood planks on the Bay Avenue and Center Avenue bridges, as well as restriped the center lines on First Avenue and Ocean Boulevard. We processed several federal appropriation funding request applications, which has led to $2.1 million being allocated to the harbor bulkhead repair moving forward. And thank you to Congressman Frank Pallone and his team. The borough green team worked diligently to accrue additional points, leading to the borough's recertification of the bronze status for several years while inching closer to the silver status. The borough held its first wellness fair for the borough employees, funded through
HIF grant awarded to the borough. The Shade Tree Commission has replaced several dead trees within the borough with new vibrant trees. All of these updates and many more have been implemented within budget, and these are only a snippet of the wonderful things creating a better community for Atlantic Highlands. Now for this year, 2023, the borough will have designated streets paved. The wall on Upper Prospect will be replaced in 2023-2024 and may possibly be funded through a FEMA grant if awarded to the borough. We will be collaborating with the county to further improve, maintain, and repair the county assets within the borough, and also our relationship with JCP&L will continue to be strengthened. The county moving forward has also committed to repairing the concrete wall on Ocean Boulevard near Highland Avenue, reconstructing the Ocean Boulevard Bridge and other upgrades. And I want to thank County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone and his team. We will continue our shared services through the Borough of Highlands, thus using Hackensack Meridian for the ambulatory calls in 2023 between 6 and 5 p.m., while our Atlantic Highlands First Aid is continually improving exponentially under the leadership of Lance Huberny. The borough engineer is working diligently on the CDBG funding to have the ADA restroom facility at the Center Avenue Park installed. He is also working on upgrades to the various other parks in the borough for 2023 completion. Now, the borough received an additional $219,320 in NJDOT FY23 municipal aid for improvements to the East Garfield and Grant Avenue. So, but all the improvements to the town, the one I most value is having the residents living in a safe community where the traditional values, respect for our fellow neighbors, and civility take center stage. That is how I remember this town, and that is how I want this town to continue moving forward. Neighbors helping neighbors without worrying about political affiliation or social economical status. I'd like to use an example to help with what I'm speaking about. When I was a teen, we didn't care what brand of jeans, shirts, or shoes we had on or what label was on those items. We now live in an economical climate where advertising and branding take center stage. Years ago, the youth of the United States were introduced to Jordache, Calvin Klein, and Nikes, and many other labels that you can think of. Before this awakening, many of us young adults of the early 80s felt equal. After that influx of branding and marketing, you knew that some people had more and some had less. Once again, this is occurring in our nation and our community, except includes political labels. Let us drop the importance of labels in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, and including the rest of the nation. I encourage us all to open our hearts and minds and start to listen to all ideas and opinions. We do not need to always agree. However, an open heart and an open mind can achieve a lot. Take the slogans from off your bumper stickers like coexist and be kind and keep on trucking, and let's put them to use. I believe that we, the council and myself, can start right now. The way we conduct ourselves on the dais reflects on how the public will respond. The public will mirror our actions. If we display anger and irrationality and mudslinging at each other, we will have to accept the same from the public. We are elected officials, and we all at the dais need to be an example to fellow citizens. I can only hope that this may be the start of something that has been lacking in parts of our nation. Let's have the borough of Atlantic Highlands be the positive example where we people can come together block by block. We may not see eye to eye on different points of view, but we can open a dialogue and know that we are all still residents of Atlantic Highlands, a beautiful, small, quaint town that is the jewel of the Jersey Shore. Thank you.
Thank you, Max.
So now with the benediction, Mother Debbie.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in this borough the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices, promote the well-being of all their people. We ask you, Lord, to guide them, to give them discerning and compassionate hearts, help them to strive for true peace, a peace that is grounded in justice. And finally, Lord, we ask you to bless our communities and those who live in them. Remind us always that we belong to you, and therefore we belong to one another. Inspire and empower us to share of ourselves, so that your family may be made. All this we ask in the blessing of the one God, Father, Son,
Amen. Thank you. So, I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Murphy, Crowley.
Okay, thank you all. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you. Let's start.